Yeah,
I'm thinking.
Calm as you. Quick to go up yesterday. Let's just see what we're top to on top. How many candles to light? That was a shot. So we said, but nicely, the Icar deal is that really one can be used with just one mare, actually. So if one is stuck somewhere, he's got nothing else, only one mare, he can be used with one mare. So, but the effort, that's the minimum. So nicely, the minute is to use two. Zeichel, Zocher, Shocher, Machaber says. And then we said, we brought different hockey, actually. Some people actually, what's it, Mr. Brewer brought down already. Maybe some give him a see value.
And Mr. Brewer.
Mr. Brewer writes, yeah, he writes the machine.
No, do you want to, Mr. Brewer?
Sorry, I've got one, I should put it, Ramal says, you can light three or four candle marks. Don't know where this comes from, and he goes three or four. And then there, Mr. Brewer said, yesterday you can have like shibon liras. Some like seven. Can I get shibon liras, where I shwur? Yes, I saw it. Can I get a service? How do you raise? I don't know what to do.
That's besides the two or including
the two? It's always included, I think so. Then we said there's a mini, also talking about a mini glamisa to be moisture for every child they have. There's another interesting mini. That's also something that people do. And I probably liked.
What about the boy or the girl?
We said last time, once a woman can cover herself to light for a child, so Moshe Kanaan, she's got 10 children, she lights 12 neighbors, that now becomes a chiv, yeah? It's like a nether, we say. It becomes a nether to light 12 meters, and she shouldn't change from that thing. You just said that she goes away for Shabbos to my house, then she's not allowed to light all 12, she can have a minute to light 2. But in her own house, she should carry on lighting the 12. The mice, I've got an example of Prima Godim over here. I have Prima Godim, who I did it, like, shot on the gallery. Let's say a woman forgot to light the candles. So this is what we spoke about yesterday as well. If a woman forgets to light candles, there's a knas on her that she has to light from now onwards every week an extra candle. Mm-hmm. So the woman lights 2 candles normally, and she forgot 1 week. Not buying this, we come to this person's time, but she forgot. So there's a knas, she has to now light every week 3 candles. Right. Says the Prima Godin, Kiddush actually, that the woman's supposed to light 12 lights every week. And for some reason she only lit 6.
What do you mean?
She also gets a knas.
What do you mean?
Can't make any extra one.
Extra one. So she'll add 13. The Mr. Brewer disagrees on it. The extra, if you lit, that's all right. That's okay. If you lit, you don't have this knas on the ones that are extra. Then we spoke about this is a big shayla. It's what it means about it says if it's an onus, she's a knight, then that's okay. So I wrote down that we have someone told me that actually. He asked someone. Let's push it. The nails went out because a gust of wind came or something like that, blew it out. Someone told me he asked a shayla to a rov if the husband told the wife the wrong time on Luach. He told her to light the moshul at 3:45. So she waited at 3:45. 3:45, he realized, no, I've got the wrong time. It's already sheltering. I can't light anymore. It's too late. There's no kanas. But he told me a chiddush. This person told me that if the woman went to look at the candle herself and she read the wrong week, the chiddush to me, that's not called an onus. That's called a bit of shia. That's called a bit dangerous. There, she had to light
it. That's
Interesting. First of all, woman especially because she thinks that you're always done within a quarter of an hour you can easily make a mistake. I mean, a mistake's going to happen. This is all we spoke about last time, and that was more or less it. And then we said that adding into the oil, the chol, not so posh, even though people do this actually, the kanas is the chol to light a new nair. To add oil to the action, to make it burn longer, or the moshul, to change from a kanas of 20s to 16s or 12s. To make it burn longer, even though some of them do allow this, it's a chiddush. We set up from there, your other says, well, now, Nia, a poor woman, there's a special dispensation that we allow this to happen, but it looks like generally we don't allow this.
A lifetime curse.
A poor woman, yes, la hocka, was a shock heart, we can be leave with her when she begins. She had toasted cut her mail, and that's her money. What?
Ask it, why is it a lifetime knas?
It's the big
one. Yeah, 2 months, 6 months.
Why knas? Why not? I'm sure the guy is nice.
What did you say?
What do you mean?
So the 12th or 16th candles, she wouldn't
be allowed to use them on Friday nor Shabbos, could she use them? The 12th, 16th, could she use them on Shabbos?
Yeah.
But aren't they Muslims?
Well, not this Shabbos, next Shabbos. Next Shabbos can use
them. No, but what about Mother Shabbos?
What was she?
Two candles you use for Lava Malka.
Lava Malka, you like for Lava Malka. This is Lava Malka, you know. The books of Lava Malka,
yeah.
Somebody calls up about you, where the calculation?
Nah, that's from Stars Awesome now. It's if she knew about it, she would have got that's a Venus. She's like an Venus.
She's
like an Venus. Right, so basically, today's top race is Tommy Wolf's last day. And that is if. Let's just find the heading over here.
What's today's topic?
Oh, what's today? The mummy's right. Hold on, don't run away, Machine.
No.
The topic is I forgot to light Shabbos Neighbours. What can I do? Is there any way she was stuck in it? Now, let's talk with a simple. Let's start with a simple case. It's on a nice hot summer's day. Now, a lot of people are on the cover shots later in the summer. So let's keep things very simple. Very, very simple. So let's say in the height of summer, plug our mentors 10 to 8. After went through at 7:30. He comes back at 8:30, comes into his room. The candles are there, but no one's lit anything. He says to his wife, what happened? I can't believe it. Now, has she got a knas now to like everything extra?
Yes.
Or has she got a way out of this? So there's a few ways to get out of this. The first was an interesting halacha there in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud Zayin. That's actually the halacha of the names, actually. In Reish Samach Gimel Yud Zayin. Yes, Oyrim. Some say, Misha Kibul Shabbos, Koyim Shekhashekha. Someone was Makab Shabbos before it got dark. Mutter Loimal Yisrog Haveri, that to his friend, the Yid. Lazarus Le Malach. So the motion we have is, it happens quite often. It happens in a common size actually. So the motion, someone's become a Shabbos in the summer, and the sun has gone wrong, I don't know what, his arm's not on, or something's not on. So Moshe goes out and he sees Mendel coming down the road, who's going to double at 8 a.m. He's not double yet. Can you ask Mendel to come inside your house?
Yes, you could ask them.
Mendel, his name is Patroishi. He's a Yid. Mendel Yid. He asked Mendel, can you come along and light my fire on for me? You're allowed to. It's a Kiddush, actually.
Yeah.
Because even though you're Mekabel Shabbos, and for you it's a Malacha, yeah? But you're allowed to ask another Yid to do it.
Is it better than Yid than a Goy?
Right, that was a big shy. Like, I told someone once it's better, but he said to me there's no right it's better. I don't know, I haven't got this clear. I tell you why it's better. I come to why in this case it might be better.
Why can't you ask a Jew to do it?
To light the thing. So
you're any malacha, you've got the gas on.
That's it. Any malacha you do, you're allowed to ask the Yid to do it for you. You're allowed to ask him to do it for you. The reason is because since he didn't have to do Mekabel Shabbos yet, right? It's an interesting Kiddush, actually. I must say, you have to do it. I'm not sure how you get around this, actually. Straight out. So do me a favour, can you light the candles for me? That way, he lights the candles. Of course, there's no cluster.
You can stay good as well without remnants.
If you're not allowed to bring Shabbos, if he has the cost to do that,
everyone can bring Shabbos.
No.
Is it? The Shabbos has to go.
When you shine, the Shabbos are late.
That is close. I'm not
very close to Shkir, that's it. Very close to Shkir.
After Shkir, I see they're now.
Oh, no,
it's
after Shkir.
No, after me, no one does it after Shkir.
No, I'm going to ask them.
No, after Shabbos. But another Eid has got perfect hesitance to what you call it. It's not Mechoyt to come Shabbos. It's posher that you can ask him to do it. Now, the question is, what about the brocha? What happens about the brocha now? Who makes the brocha? Is there a brocha made at all?
Why do you get the non-Jews to make the brocha?
We're going to come to this in a minute. I don't want to go through the whole thing over here. But Reish Tam Gimel, Sipkot Chavalov. There, it's talking about a goy lighter. I'm going to come to it in a minute, so hold on, yeah? But the Mishnah just answered in a few words. Va'afili Yisroel ha'metzavah l'chaver l'adlik. Even when a Yid tells his friend to light for him, gam kein das ha'derech ha'chayet ha'metzavah lo yivorech. The one who tells him should not light, make the bracha, rak ha'madlik.
What does that mean?
I'm telling you what she means. Mishnah Brura says, I don't know if anyone holds that, but your rabbi, the Chaim holds that the one who does the lighting makes the bracha.
Right.
He's the one who's doing our halik. He's doing our locker.
Four.
Yes, it's a halik, actually. Even though. The Chaim's saying, good point. The woman can't make a bracha, she was become Shabbos already.
So what? When she makes it on Friday night, when she lights, when soon she's in the candles, she's doing a couple of Shabbos, correct? Right. Before she makes the bracha. When is she become Shabbos?
After she makes a bracha.
Are you sure?
Hope so.
Some people hold that as soon as they finish lighting, they're doing a couple of Shabbos. That's why the match you should put down, make sure you don't put it
down. That's
actually. It is correct. That's why I asked Ilan Walter last week. When is she Mikal Shabbos? Some hold that as soon as they finish lighting the candles, boom, the Shabbos.
Here's the husband's Mikal Shabbos. I don't know.
Since Mishimura said the whole thing, as soon as it's finished lighting, it's very important. Before the brocha.
Possibly. Here Mishimura brings the mindset when someone else lights, the madlik should make the brocha.
Even though it's not the ultimate Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yeah, it is actually. That's what it seems. Even though maybe he's not going to become a Shabbos, he's on his way to Shul, for example. Yeah, what he's doing is this thing over here. That's another point. That's quite straightforward, and that's talking about where the Maisa, the other youth in the street, have not become Shabbos Chazan. What's more complicated now is where the Moshul now, let's talk about in the summer. Let's talk about the winter. So in the winter, let's say, now, Shabbos comes in what time?
Before 11.
What?
Before 11 this week.
Before 11? He goes to Shul, he comes back home at, what time is Nachmoshi? You know what time Nachmoshi is?
Is it 5:29?
5:29, and Moshul, during the Shia time, Bein HaShmosh's time, the Havre comes home from Shul, and he's realised there's no lights on in the house. There's no one's lit the candles. Now here you can't ask another Yid, because every Yid's been Mekabel Shabbos ready. The whole Sibul, the whole Kohol have been Mekabel Shabbos ready. So what can you do now? So the fascinating halacha here is in Reish Samach Aleph. The Mechaber says, Chiddush, Reish Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, talk about Bein HaShmoshes, Motza Eloim Ale'el Yehudi, a person can ask a non-Jew, Bein HaShmoshes, between Bein HaShmoshes, Lahav Dik Ner L'Tzoy Shabbos, to light a light for Tzoy Shabbos. That's what all neighbors actually, most of the room is dark, and he needs a light on the room, the laptops are going directly, no remiza. You're not answer going straight out, can you light the light for me? Bein HaShmoshes. Now, what's called Bein HaShmoshes? So Moshe says that Shabbos comes at 4:11. Then he skiers to a quarter of an hour later. So 4:25 is Bein HaShmoshes. Bein HaShmoshes goes through till Nacht. At Nacht, you can't ask the boy. So Nacht, as he said, 4:29. So about 10 minutes before, 5 or 10 minutes before, is already Nacht. Oh, very good, Moshe. Okay, sure. Whatever time Nacht is, about 5 or 10 minutes before that time, it's already proper Nacht. Then you can't ask a non-Jew to light anymore. But till that time, you may ask a Nochri to light for you. What?
Till now.
Till 5 or 10 before now. What do you mean now? Nacht on time. That's the Nacht that we have at our camp. It's Shabbos really, and Nacht is really much earlier. It's becoming Christian because it's much earlier. So it's really Nacht earlier.
Yeah, once it's Nacht, you
come and look. Once it's Nacht, you haven't got this head to ask a non-Jew. So about 5 or 10 minutes before the time on the Luach of Nacht, up to that time, you may ask a non-Jew to light an Ayah's for you. Now, Shabbos, by
rock. That's the
guy who's
making a rock
and it's put in
English.
Something
has to
make a printout.
Wow.
That one goes on, it's something like a minute. That's what
I'm asking to put it.
So this is interesting. Mishnah Berurah I read out before. Reish Samach Gimel, Chav Gimel, and Chav Aleph, Chav Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah brings over here about Mamish a similar case. I'm going to put a whole plot him. He brings, I think, from the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says a chiddush nifrad. Mogen Avraham says that he can ask the goy to light, but goes through. Vehi Tavorich, and she makes a bracha. The woman makes a bracha.
Yeah.
Here, he can't. She'll be jumping out. You say, the boy can't make a bracha. So can she make the bracha? Because I'm not going to wrong, she makes the bracha. Tomo achrei mazeh se mishe bracha. How is it possible such a thing? Eich tov and tzibon lavdik. How can you say a bracha with tzibon lavdik? There's no bits of light out in this woman. Ve'al inot takon and tov and eich tov lavdik. Now we can kosher. Eich tichas eini hudi. The wife says, there's no she is no goy. En ken hi eini mad lekes. Eich tov orich. Says the mishe bracha, I can't stand how it can be that a goy can make the block.
No, she goy lies. So the wife, the woman, she makes the block.
So the mission goes much further. No one makes the block.
But how do you like to light a candle in shul? What does halacha? Once it's Shabbos, and sometimes I know in Shnobel but they have to find a box of match. Why are they allowed to light the candles?
Who's doing the goy doing the machine?
No, he's doing. But if it's already Shabbos, how are they allowed to light the candles?
Hold on. Good question. So nothing. What happens over here is the marshal, the mission brewer, says if the goy lights, there's no block. The mice in the Mogen Avraham says that she does make a bracha. The mice in the positive mean yashu the Mogen Avraham. It's not a pashas, but the positive mean yashu the Mogen Avraham. The mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is not the only halacha, it's a continual burning. Cause man, the light is burning, that's during the mitzvah.
Yes,
and many can make a bracha. The mice are be pashas, one should not make a bracha. Those who've got a minute to make a bracha, that's not wrong. Sorry?
How can you light
it for that's the point. It looks like the metzias is not, as long as it's actually burning, even if the goy is not doing it, you're making a metzias burning, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Now it looks like there's two things. One thing is that one should light oneself, and one is there should be a light burning over Shabbos. So the first thing that you type can't do. The second thing that nails for burning over Shabbos is metzias. Hey, I remember someone else from Zilberstein once, the mice, he's got a dog, which he's trained, that when he goes like this, he switches the light on. Is there something like that? Is there an Issa of Amir the Goy, the Kelev on Shabbos? What are the Goy's? It's the Shabbos. Here, the mice, the Tzias is the light is burning. So it looks like with some of that, at least you've got this shit you've done. So the mice are gay. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should not make a bracha.
Yeah.
And therefore, if someone licks after Bein HaShemoshes, the Goy licks for the woman after Bein HaShemoshes, Moshi, you should not, the woman should not make a bracha. The Mogen Avraham, I think it's the Mogen Avraham, didn't look exactly good. I think it's the Mogen Avraham, others hold, and that's what the Mishnah was asking on, how that they do make a bracha. I say the yeshua that they give, how you can make a bracha, is that it's a continual mitzvah the whole time going on. And therefore, you can make a bracha, as calls down the nails of burning, you can make a bracha. If everyone agrees, though, in this case, even when you ask the goy to do it, everyone agrees there's no kenas anymore, yeah?
Why shouldn't you have to?
She's zich again, the woman, by having no kenas. Yeah. She's zich again that there's no kenas. And Lamaisi being Yotzah Lokas Aneiris.
So why when the Yid can light, still, why when the Yid can light, he hasn't even called Shabbos yet, why can't she make the bracha? Why does he make the bracha? Why is that different?
Yeah, it's different. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's always, the Magi doesn't make a bracha. You ask according to the Mogen Avraham, that she can make the bracha. According to the Mogen Avraham, it's a Kodesh came when the Yid lights, that she can make the bracha. But the mice, I don't know, Mishnah Berurah's mashma, the madlik always makes a bracha. And if the goy lights, there's no bracha on her.
A lot of mice
in the lights. Yeah, pass it out for Mishnah Berurah.